We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're talking Deontay Johnson and tight end advanced stats on RotoViz Radio.
What's up, RotoViz?
Hey, what's up, RotoViz listeners? This is Curtis Patrick. I'm here with Dave Caveman. We are two of the owners here at RotoViz, and you're listening to the RotoViz Fantasy Football Show. This is our second show of the week, and as is our tradition, we're going to be cutting up some advanced stats on some notable players. Dave doing the deep homework and trying to help us spot a breakout before it happens, or just explain what's actually going on with a player from a fantasy perspective by showing us some of the stats, performance stats that are occurring on the field. You know, Dave, I did want to start this episode just by saying I think it's going to be pretty great. I actually grabbed one of my favorite bourbons from the shelf. I'm in full bourbon season now. The air has changed here in Ohio. I think it was 20 degrees when I woke up this morning. And I grabbed, this was a limited edition, man, Knob Creek 12-year. They've only put it out one time. The story behind it is they had a batch that wasn't all the way ready at their standard 8 to 9 year pull. And so they let it age a little bit more, but it ended up sweeter than what they normally put out. And this is just like, I wish you were sitting right next to me, man.
Me too.
and that we could share a pour of this together. But yep. Anyway, I'm going to be sipping on that while you dig in to Deontay Johnson here for us.
Yeah, so we talked about Deontay Johnson on the episode that aired yesterday. It had me kind of thinking, we know that this guy has been just racking up the expected points. He is now the number one player in expected points. I don't remember if heading into the week he was the number one at the wide receiver position, but I wanted to just see some of the things that have driven his overall performance in being a very useful fantasy wide receiver this year. So I went into the Advanced Stats Explorer, filtered out wide receivers that had less than 50 targets, and took a look at some of Johnson's numbers. So he's running 34.8 routes per game, which ranks fifth among wide receivers. He's second in targets per game at 11.2, which is a ton of targets. And he's also second in routes per target at 3.1, meaning that he's seeing a target roughly every 3.1 routes, which is really impressive. Now, one thing that people knocked Johnson a lot for last year was the drops. He actually this year has one of the best rates in the league in terms of drops per catchable passes. His percentage just at 2%. He really has swung things around there. We're seeing, you know, that regression in the correct direction for him. He's 8 in yards per route, 9th in air yards per game, which I think that's a number might surprise some people. He's 14th with 5.6 yards after the catch. So we're seeing a lot of work for this guy. We're seeing him get a lot of air yards. We're seeing him perform after the catch. And some of that is coming because he actually ranks 6th among wide receivers in evasion percentage. And he's also notably 6th in missed tackle percentage. So you think about the fact that this guy's getting the highest quality workload in terms of expected points, and he's making things happen with the ball. Hard not to be excited about him. He's also the second in wide receivers in terms of team target percentage with 31%. So it was only a matter of time before Diontae Johnson became the player that we highlight with the Player of the Week award, because that volume is just absurd. And then he's also doing some nice things with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I love that we're diving a little bit deeper on DJ here. You know, this is just his third season in the league. And we talked at the end of the show yesterday a little bit about, you know, the offseason changing of the guard that's going to happen with a lot of, you know, the elite wide receivers from a redraft perspective and dynasty perspective. And Diontae Johnson has to really be entering that picture based off of what we've seen. I mean, you know, he averaged 10 PPR his first season in the league as a complementary weapon in 2019 and then exploded in 2020. But in 2021, he really has taken it to the next level. He actually already has more yak this season, Dave, just through 11 games played than he had in either of his first two seasons in the league. He's a full yard, actually 1.2 yards ahead per reception in yak versus his pace last year. You know, which is pretty huge when you're getting the number of receptions that he is mounting. I mean, he's got an extra, he's probably going to have an extra 100, 150 yards just, with what he's doing with the ball in his hands, versus where he was last year. And he's been a very stable player other than this, across all three seasons. I'm kind of digging a little deeper in the NFL Stat Explorer in our career detail tab. It's not one that is frequented. I think everyone loves the fantasy stats tab and the matchup analysis tab, but we have game logs and career detail. And on the career detail tab, one thing I love is it just lays out the progression of the career, just kind of in spreadsheet form, except, you know, Dave beautified it a little bit. And you can see that PPR per opportunity has been at 1.5 or greater in all three seasons. So, you know, he's really turned in the same type of fantasy production per attempt, even with more opportunity in each of the three seasons in succession. So he kind of just has continued to be what he was when he came into the league. He just keeps earning more and more opportunity. The exciting thing with Diontae Johnson, I think, is, you know, you noted that he's number one in expected points per game, but would it shock you to learn that he's 237th in fantasy points over expectation among wide receivers? He's 220. He's wide receiver 228 in FPOE per game. So he's got the most valuable role of any wide receiver in the NFL based off of his opportunity. But because of the catch rate and then also where he's getting the targets on the field and the conversion into touchdowns, there's still a lot of upside here, believe it or not, for a player, you know, pacing, you know, for almost 20 points per game at this point. And we talked about that we hadn't really seen the boom weeks from him in yesterday's episode. And I think that he is a player that's on the verge of showing us that. If it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen next year. We're going to see some of those Tyler Lockett, Tyreek Hill, 40 plus point games. It's just going to happen for a player that's getting this much opportunity, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited that we talked about him, decided to highlight him here, because I think that is one of those key points. We know it's always about finding those guys that are going to pop at the right time for you, especially when you're investing in them in redraft. So obviously there'll be more discussion about what that Steelers offense might look like. But as things sit right now, I think Diontae Johnson is a player that I want to have on a pretty high number of my teams, you know, like in best ball or something where I'm managing a portfolio.
Well, that's enough about Diontae Johnson. I was pumped that we got to highlight George Kittle yesterday. And talk a little bit of tight end. And I think you're going to dig more into that position, which is great because it's just been an absolute disaster beyond the elite guys. So what do you have for us on tight ends, Dave?
All right. Yeah, we have not talked that much about tight ends. So I didn't want to focus on one specific player here. Instead, I just kind of pulled some of the leaderboards. Just want to lay out a couple of things so people get an understanding of the players with the most volume and then some of these guys that have done the most when they've actually had the ball. So in terms of routes per game, shouldn't surprise anybody that Travis Kelce leads the way with 34.3, followed by Darren Waller, 32.4, Mark Andrews, Mike Gesicki, Kyle Pitts still comes in at fifth right? Despite some of the concerns we've had, it still is one of those things that's encouraging is that he's been heavily involved behind him. You have Hawkinson, Dalton Schultz, Tyler Higbee, Dawson Knox at 27. In terms of actual targets per game, no surprise, you have Kelce, Waller, Andrews leading the way, followed by Hawkinson, Gronk, Gesicki, again, Kyle Pitts, then George Kittle. So, you know, not too exciting stuff there. If we look, though, at players that are seeing or doing a good job, Curtis, at actually converting passes thrown their way into receptions, Noah Fant leading the charge there, behind him, Gerald Everett, Tyler Higbee, TJ Hawkinson, Tyler Conklin, Hunter Henry, Dan Arnold. What this list tells me to some extent is that there's a certain level of volume that a player gets to where they're not going to be able to convert all of their receptions. So I don't think that there's too much to glean there. But one thing that is interesting is when we sort things a little bit differently and we look at players that have had trouble this year with drops, Jonnu Smith is towards the top of that list. I think it's been a pretty disappointing year for Smith compared to what people thought he might be able to do with New England. So perhaps, you know, maybe next year that regresses a little bit, team can get him a little bit more involved. But let's look at something a little more interesting here. And one of the things I wanted to highlight was the difference between some of these top level tight ends and the guys behind them. And at this point, Curtis, I think that Mark Andrews is playing like one of those top level tight ends. The guy is seeing 84 air yards per game. That's tied with Darren Waller for first. But behind them, you have Kyle Pitts at 75, then Travis Kelce at 69, followed by Rob Gronkowski at 65. So it's interesting to see him in there. If we look in terms, though, of actual air yards conversion, my boy Dawson Knox at 75, coming in only behind CJ Uzoma. And then Knox also, if you look at routes per touchdown, is the second most efficient tight end behind Gronkowski. You actually have Pat Freiermuth at third. And the other thing that's pretty interesting to see here is in terms of evasion percentage, you have Kittle and Kelce leading the way. Shouldn't come as a surprise. But you also have Uzoma popping pretty high in this leaderboard as well. Dawson Knox, top 10. And then finally, one of the other things that I think is pretty interesting, because it shows how a player is being used in the context of their offense. First down percentage, Dallas Goedert leads the way, followed by Dawson Knox. Then you have George Kittle, Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce working in their way towards the top of that leaderboard. Now, Knox was a player that I had talked about over the summer, so I've had a reason to be interested in him. But it is cool when you start seeing him pop in some of these lists. And I think that, like, even this year down the stretch, you and I had talked a little bit about this, that there might be players that had more name recognition going into the season that at this point Knox should probably be playing over, maybe even guys like Freiermuth. So I knew I just threw a ton your way. There wasn't any real roadmap or logic to something really like important to focus on there, but I think it gives us, you know, an interesting view of the tight end landscape.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, admittedly, as you, the first couple times you mentioned Kyle Pitts, my brain did a weird thing where, have you ever seen Between Two Ferns?
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. So, but for the listeners, Between Two Ferns is kind of a mockumentary style interview, short video series where Zach Galifianakis interviews famous people and just is just off a little bit in his presentation and even how he addresses them. And he acts like it's kind of a chore to be interviewing him. It's really great. You should definitely look it up if you've never seen it before. But he interviews Brad Pitt and he introduces him as Bradley Pitts. and it just gets me. And you said Kyle Pitts, and I don't know why. I think it's just the state of delirium that I'm in.
Yep.
Of sleep deprivation. And that's all I could think about for like 30 seconds. So I think as you were highlighting, Kelce and Waller and, running down that initial list, that was where I was focusing. But then as you really got into this, you know, I think there are some definite takeaways. And, you know, dating back to the summer when we talked about Dawson Knox, you definitely were on him. You fought for our Rotoviz team, to draft him in our mini, FFPC collabs.
Yep.
You forced me to look at him more seriously, to the point where I then called him the most likely Robert Tonyan candidate for the season. And it's really interesting because he is having the Bob Tonyan season. You know, it's eerily similar, man. He's leading all tight ends in touchdowns. And it's the function of being tied to a quarterback who throws for a lot of touchdowns, but not being the primary target. You can't cover all these guys and look out for the mobile aspect when you get down, you know, close to the end zone on some of these teams. And for all the same reasons that Tonyan hit with Rodgers, you know, we're seeing Knox being able to capitalize as well. You know, both of these guys under 13% team target percentage, outside the top 12 in air yards per target, and just doing it mostly with touchdowns. And so I love that you highlighted him here. And I was definitely shocked to see that Dawson Knox is tight end 5 in PPR per game. In our episode prep. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I knew he was having a decent season, but, you know, he's got 6 tight end 1 weeks. He's got 6 tight end 1 weeks out of 9 games played.
Yep.
You're not going to, and he's been in the top 24 in 8 out of those 9 weeks. His only snoozer appearance was in week 10 against the Jets. So, you know, he really hasn't killed you except one time. So Knox, somebody that is going to, you know, I think we're going to have to look at as a serious candidate, especially if, you know, the Bills were to move on from Manny Sanders and or Cole Beasley next season. Could Knox become like the clear number 3 target in the offense? You know, he'd have some real upside as a tight end moving forward for 2022. But the question I wanted to ask you, Dave, yep, is with him being more touchdown dependent like this, I mean, how do you view him versus some of the other players that are in the same category, but, you know, maybe have more name recognition or like they just feel more comfortable to slot in your starting lineup? I know we're really deep into the season and tight end 5 should matter. But like, let's say versus like a Noah Fant or, you know, mentioned Gerald Everett, he popped in a couple of these metrics. Like, do you feel comfortable starting Knox over a player who is the clear number 3 target getter on his team at this point, just because we've seen the sample size, or, you know, how specifically in that matchup? Cause I think that in 4 different leagues this week. So I'm really personally interested in your take here.
So wait, so that's Knox versus, who is it versus?
Noah Fant.
Oh, Noah Fant. Yeah. Yeah. No, I do feel confident and comfortable in playing Knox, and the tight end position is inherently one that is tied to touchdowns. Touchdowns are such a difference maker for the position outside of the guys like Travis Kelce or Darren Waller, who are really functioning like the top target in their offense. Obviously, you could throw George Kittle into there. We're seeing Mark Andrews step into that role. But outside of them, even like, you know, like a guy like Noah Fant or like Mike Gesicki, anybody on that level, largely their opportunity for edging out a guy like Dawson Knox, who has been finishing in the tight end one range on a weekly basis, how they do it. You almost, you know, like on a given week when you're comparing these guys, just need to get the touchdown. So a lot of it to me for that tight end really comes back to just, are they going to play in the offense that's going to put them in that position to get those touchdowns? Like you said, Josh Allen, quarterback that throws a lot of touchdowns. Bills have struggled at points this year compared to what we might've expected, but still, I think overall one of the stronger teams in the league. So yeah, I would absolutely feel confident about starting him. Where the conversation might change a little bit is, do I feel as confident that he remains a top six tight end as we step into next year off of touchdown volume? Now that's an entirely different story. Week to week, it doesn't concern me as much as things do season to season, where it's hard to say that a player can make their living off of touchdowns for an entire season in relation to being slated in the top six, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same effect we've seen with Tonyan, but even higher profile players like Hunter Henry, that have been super touchdown dependent in the past, you know, it is difficult. So you like to see the target volume. You know, you prefer a Waller or an Andrews or Kelce, but there's only so many of them. So, yep. Yeah, I appreciate you highlighting the tight end position in this way and helping us to paint a clearer picture. Definitely some dynasty stash names in here. You know, seeing Uzoma and Tyler Conklin, and even somebody like Durham Smythe or Smith. I don't know. I've never actually looked at the phonetics on his last name there. Yeah, that's because nobody else has either. Exactly. He's not notable enough of a player. but you know, if Gesicki would, you know, move on, you know, these are the types of moves that you make in a deeper dynasty league, or like the last round type picks in the deeper best ball formats that can really pay off. So, you know, this is like, I know sometimes people's eyes gloss over, you start talking deep tight end and, well, nobody but the elites matter. Well, they don't matter except that they do. You want to have a nice collection and a nice stable to choose from, because it is so difficult. And when you're making a decision between an upside guy like Dawson Knox versus, you know, just a totally fungible wide receiver or running back, you know, when you're drafting your squad, you know, maybe taking that high upside backup tight end instead of foregoing the backup, is the smarter play, especially in a lineup setting league. So, yeah, that's all I've really, oh, the only other thing I wanted to say there is it's been really cool to see, Rob Gronkowski just doing it again. He's missed so many games this year, but when he's been out there, he's been truly elite again.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Truly elite.
Yep. That's one of the things that really does stand out.
Yeah. If you've got Gronk, you've got, I mean, he's averaging 6.9 targets per game. He's exactly where he wants to be. And, you know, you've got to, he's auto start. If there's any debate, I mean, basically Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews, I think, are the only clear starts over Gronk. If for some reason you can't start two and you own Gronk on your squad, I mean, I'm that confident in him, you know, the rest of season.
Yeah, for sure. It's been amazing to see him get back on the field and start doing things like he was doing much earlier in his career, making probably another deep playoff run with Brady. Anyway, though, Curtis, what do you think? Will we be back on Friday?
100%, man. We are into the fantasy playoffs and a lot of the big format tournaments, and in even some leagues that didn't adjust for the 17-game season this year. I've seen a lot of those leagues starting their playoffs this year, or this week, for this season. So we will talk, start, sit. You know how to drop us a line. It'll be in the liner after we stop talking here. And we can also cut up any, you know, dynasty roster evaluations or just general questions about player takes. Anything you want to send in, we will try to get to.
Thank you for listening to the RotoViz Fantasy Football Show. Send us questions at rvffshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @DaveCabinFF and @CPatrickNFL. Leave us a voicemail at 978-615-9214 and make sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.